It's The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. You may have heard the news that tech entrepreneur Elon Musk has big plans for outer space, and he wants to headquarter his SpaceX project right here in the Puget Sound region. That decision is going to have a big impact on our economy and our tech industry. GeekWire co-founder and editor Todd Bishop is back with us. We're talking SpaceX today. Hi.
Hi, Marcy.
Maybe we should take right from the beginning. Remind us what Elon Musk actually wants to do.
So Elon Musk is the entrepreneur behind companies including Tesla and SpaceX. He made his money as a co-founder of PayPal. And SpaceX, for people who have not been tracking this, is known largely for launching the first successful commercial resupply missions to the International Space Station. He announced plans just about a week ago to locate SpaceX's new satellite engineering venture in the Seattle area. And we know from the building permits that it will be in Redmond, just down the road from Microsoft. So this is a giant undertaking. And to give you a sense for it, just a couple days later, SpaceX announced $1 billion in new funding from Google and Fidelity. So that will go in part to fund this new venture. It's a giant deal.
So the only part of his SpaceX project that's going to, he's not moving the whole venture up here, just the satellite venture.
That's right. That's right.
You know, he's, as you mentioned, he's known for founding Tesla, made his money on PayPal. Does he have what it takes besides the bucks to make this kind of thing happen?
It sure seems like it. Now, we should say that the thing that we haven't talked about yet, he plans to use this as a stepping stone to Mars. So the funds and the technology developed in this new engineering center in the Seattle area will be used to essentially colonize Mars somewhere down the road. So this is somebody with giant ambitions. And honestly, if it were anyone else, you would say, this guy's nuts. He's never going to make this happen. But here's a person who actually has been able to pull off successful missions to the space station. So it's very hard to dismiss it out of hand.
Why does he want to come here?
That is a great question. There is such a heritage here in multiple areas that makes this a great place for him to find the types of engineers that would want to work and could have the aptitude to work on space ventures. Number one, Boeing. Number two, Microsoft. So you have really the confluence of our legacy here in the Seattle area coming together to position our economy for an entirely new economy, the space economy.
I'm talking about SpaceX with GeekWire's Todd Bishop. And okay, so we have sort of the right kind of background here. Do we have enough workers to fuel this vision of Mr. Musk's?
Not yet. So here's the other thing. Well, the issue is that in some ways it's a zero-sum game. So you have companies like startups and tech companies and Microsoft and Amazon that are all competing very vigorously right now for engineers. And the arrival of SpaceX actually amplifies that competition, because one thing that Elon Musk has said is that video game engineers in particular make very good space engineers. You're doing a lot of the same simulations. You're essentially envisioning what another world would look like, and you're making the technology work. They have a lot of the right core coding skills to be able to learn how to be space engineers.
But they would also need to know about stuff in space, the stuff that aeronautics and astronautics engineers that have come out of the University of Washington, for example, do know and maybe don't know about video gaming.
Certainly there would be a learning curve, but hey, have you ever played Halo?
No, I haven't. And I don't think I could build a satellite that goes into space. So before they go to Mars, what are these satellites going to do?
So they are going to create a new internet, a space internet. It's going to be a constellation of thousands of satellites in low Earth orbit, providing internet access around the globe. That is the first vision of this particular project.
And how will that be different than the kind of internet access that we already have?
So today, most of the internet runs through traditional wires, through the Ethernet around the globe. And the idea is that this will be much faster. So rather than doing a bunch of switches and routers and getting your way, you know, for example, to get a signal from Australia, it would essentially just bounce around the low Earth orbit among these satellites and get to you much more efficiently and much more fast.
So a real cloud, in other
exactly.
words, as opposed to some other cloud.
Yeah.
satellites. Is the factory that builds the satellites going to be located here?
We don't know that yet. And in fact, he's explicitly not saying where the satellite factory will be located. One notable thing is that Governor Jay Inslee did attend the private event where Elon Musk announced this a couple weeks ago at Seattle Center. And so you know at least that this is on the radar of state officials, and they've been actively engaged with SpaceX on this.
I'm sure that they're sort of salivating over the potential of jobs. What sort of numbers are we talking about when it comes to employment?
For the engineering center alone, they're talking about roughly 50, 60, 70 over the next year or so. They're saying they're going to ramp it up slowly. But long term, potentially 1,000 jobs just from the SpaceX engineering center. And then if you look at the ripple effect that large employers like that have, that then means that suppliers would locate here and it would have a larger impact on the economy at whole.
You mentioned a private event. I actually saw things coming out of that event the day of. So who was at the private event and why was it called private? It wasn't very.
Well, right. It was right in the middle of Seattle Center. And I could tell you the backstory of how we had one of our reporters sit outside and shoot pictures through the window. But we don't need to get into that. But we actually were able to cover it pretty extensively through tweets and just talking with folks. It was primarily people that they were hoping to recruit. People from the tech industry who could potentially be new employees there.
What is the timeline for this whole thing?
Yeah, Elon Musk said during that meeting, which actually also leaked out on YouTube as well.
Right, so you have posted the entire thing at GeekWire so people want to hear what Elon has to say.
Private with quotes around it. But he said during that event that it could be 5 years before they get the first working version of the satellite constellation up there, and then another 5 years for the second, and another five for the third.
But how soon will these 50 or 60 or 70 engineers start work?
Well, in fact, when I knocked on the SpaceX door in Redmond, a gentleman in a SpaceX badge and lanyard answered the door. So I can tell you definitively they are already on the job working here in the Seattle area.
Well, I'll look forward, I think, to internet satellites. Todd Bishop is the co-founder and editor of the tech news site GeekWire. You can see Elon Musk and hear exactly what he had to say by going there. Todd, always great to have you here.
Thanks, Marcy.